אנחנו נלמד עכשיו מתוך שיעור של הרבש.
We're going to learn from a lesson by Rabash, the study of the Sefirot, first volume, fourth part, in Hebrew it's page Resh Tet 209, 10 Sefirot of Akudim, item 1, please. In the upcoming few days, we're going to have an experiment, a trial. In the meantime, we are preparing part 10, Ibur, conception. When it will be ready, we're going to approach it in a serious way. So let's see how it goes in the meantime, please.
No. מי מתחיל, איפה?
Who's going to start and where?
Part 4. Here we speak of about the 10 Sefirot of Akudim, including 6 chapters. Item 1. Here he says, we do not have the strength to study prior to Olam Atzilut. You already know that we have no strength to study prior to the emanation of the 10 Sefirot or imagine any image and shape whatsoever. However, to simplify matters, we do need to speak allegorically. Therefore, even if we speak of a picture that is up there, it is only to simplify matters. So, what does it say here? Prior to Atzilut, 10 Sefirot, we cannot speak of any image or form at all. But to simplify matters, we need to speak of allegorically. Therefore, even if we speak of the existence of a depiction of above, it is only to simplify matters. So here there's a very difficult question asked, meaning that by Atzilut, there we speak of allegorically, we speak to simplify matters, and we also acquire spirituality. This is what he wants to explain below in Inner Light. Item 1, Inner Light, or Pnimi. Let's see what he says. And do not imagine any imagination and form whatsoever. Then he says, because all these discernments that we make in the Olamot stem and emanate from Olam Atzilut downward, meaning from the Olam where 10 Sefirot and Tikkun Kavim, correction of lines, already manifest as Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. However, above Olam Atzilut, meaning before the 10 Sefirot appear, we have no grasp that is sufficient to discern any similarity and dissimilarity of form between one Sefira and another. That is because attainment begins from the Hitlabshut, from the clothing of the 10 Sefirot in 10 Kelim, meaning from Olam Atzilut downward. So first of all, we need to know what he says, that prior to Olam Atzilut, it's not called 10 Sefirot, because still we don't have 10 Kelim yet. What does it mean? We will see later. Therefore, he says, and this is what the Ari says, that we do not have no strength to study prior to the emanation of the ten sefirot or imagine any image and shape whatsoever. It is so because prior to the emanation of the ten sefirot that appeared in Olam Atzilut, the ten sefirot were regarded as all without a suitable kli. And it is known that we have no attainment in the all without a kli. So he says, the ten sefirot which became kelim, it is specifically made in Olam Atzilut, the clothing of Atzilut in those kelim. Prior to that, we do not discern kelim yet, although we speak there of the kelim, it is only just to simplify matters. Why? He doesn't say here. He regards the kelim. One time he says that the kelim are worthy to receive. There was no more departure. And that was specifically in Olam Atzilut, where there is the matter of correction of lines, something that did not exist before. Two, it means that from Olam Atzilut downward, we can insinuate the discernments in the upper roots above by allegory and metaphors taken from the reality of the conducts of this world. All the details of creation and their modes of conduct in this world concatenate and extend from the upper olamot. It is just like the seal and its imprint, where all the details in the seal are copied and transferred to its imprint, none missing. Our sages wrote, there is not a single blade of grass below that does not have an appointed angel above that strikes it and tells it grow. He tells us that you have not a tiny item in this world that does not have a shorish, root, in the upper world. This root operates on it in all its forms and inclinations in everything it does here before us in this world. Thus, the sages have devised a special language to convey their attainment of the upper olamot orally and in text from generation to generation. They take the branches in this olam and explain the reality of the upper olamot which relate to these branches with them. The above relationship of root and branch begin only from Olam Atzilut downward, meaning from the moment of the completion of the ten sefirot, and not at all before that. It is therefore obvious that no such existence of the upper olamot can be implied using the corporeal branches, as these branches do not have a direct correlation to them to qualify them to explain these terms. The Ari writes here that it is spoken allegorically here only to clarify matters. In other words, it is to give us some grasp so as to show us the shorashim, the roots of Olam Atzilut. Thus, we must first understand the branch as it relates to its root in Atzilut, and then we can relate to the root, to its earlier root, in the Olamot that precede Atzilut. So, what is the question and what is the answer? He says the following. All that we speak of the upper Olamot, we speak of only allegorically. Allegorically, an imagination is called the language of the branches. He speaks from the branches, and every branch, what is its root? Therefore, all those who have an understanding and attainment in the roots, when speaking from the branches, they already know what they're speaking of. And that can be only from Olam Atzilut, which is called the world of correction, and what is above it extends from Olam Atzilut. Therefore, in the Olamot above Atzilut, there is no allegorically an imagination. Therefore, what we speak of there allegorically and in imagination is only to simplify matters. Meaning, after the branches and the roots of Atzilut are being scrutinized, which is a direct correlation, later we speak of to show the roots of Olam Atzilut in the upper Olamot. This is what he says. He says so. 10 Sefirot of Atzilut are Orot and Kelim. And in order to connect them to the root above, we need to speak of, in the order of degrees, from the beginning to end. Item 2. However, you should know the 10 Sefirot the Atzilut are two matters. The first is the Hitpashtut, expansion of spirituality, and the second is Kelim and Evarim, organs, where the Atzmut, the essence of the light, expands. All this must have a root above. For these two Bechinot, and therefore we need to speak of the order of degrees from Rosh to Sof. Item 3.
Thus far. Questions? Your impression? Problems? Please. Nothing. Yes.
Personally, today it connects more than yesterday. Yesterday the impression was the first one. Now there is a more attempt to listen to him, to hear him.
The ear gets used to it.
And his explanation was very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I also felt like Gabi. Something particular that we study here, the reader helps you by saying that now it's item 2, above, below, inner light, the words of the Ari, and he starts reading, and all of a sudden he starts reading below and above.
Yeah, where he was, he continues.
Yeah, but it makes it more difficult. Perhaps it's a good thing or not. I'm just mentioning it. But it was very easy, relatively to me, to connect to him. It's very good, very powerful.
Okay. Yes. What?
There's a very powerful inner strengthening, and it's not just what he says or how he says, it's also the intonation. He's reading this text. There is something very special about it. I cannot sleep.
Wow, that is a big achievement. Yes?
It feels like he's reading out of something that he feels. There's a difference when a reader is reading here, no offense, but he's reading from a book. Here, it feels that the Rabash is actually, he's not reading, rather he's describing a state that he's going through, that he's living. He's traveling in the spiritual world, and he describes what is going on there.
Yes. He's living this. It's very clear that this is the way it is for him. Yes?
Since yesterday, there's a feeling of a greater aviyut.
You've been added with aviyut. Well, that's good. It's an asset. Revealing aviyut. Yes?
As the friend said here, it really feels that he's feeling it and he's leading us with him. His pace is slower than what we're used to, which is good.
Not the way I ask questions without giving an answer time.
In TESS, it's more appropriate because every concept, every notion,
this is very emotional. Pay attention. He's constantly evoking emotion in us. It seems to us that it goes through the mind. No. What he wants is to always increase our emotion. So we'll start thinking emotionally to compare the emotions.
This is why space is better for understanding, to feel test. It's slower. And he's not doing it organized as we do, rather he jumps from one part to another, so it makes us, it helps us be alert and see where we are.
Okay, you have to get used to that. You have to understand him and you have to come closer to him. Danny?
First of all, it's awesome. Let's continue. After we'll get used to it, I recommend that we should try and begin the lesson with this part, part one, to get into it. And then, after we will get used to study with him.
No problem, but to me it seems that we will nonetheless start from lesson number 10, from the Ubava. We'll go back to the first part later. First volume.
Emotionally, it didn't feel slowly. It felt more like a volcano. It is hard to contain all the feelings that the Rabash conveys to us. It was like a highway of emotions. And on the other hand, to see the friends in Tbilisi, I just saw them on screen, and their longing was greatly felt. We are in the same clay, the same longing all over the world. Everyone are now tuned at Rabash, and it was very powerful to feel the friends this way, in the same connection.
That's true. Try to understand that he's passing emotion to us and the revelation of the Creator rather than the mind. That's the way it is.
I think his annulment towards Bala Sulam is greatly failed. The way he reads,
yes,
he hardly adds anything. On the one hand, he explains things, but he doesn't add words. If you take the text, he hardly said a word of his own. But he really brings Bala Sulam through the sweetness of this voice. He really penetrates deeply. He really brought us Bala Sulam here out of annulling himself.
Yes. Yes?
I didn't mean that we should start study part one at TESS. Rather, I meant that we should start the lesson at 3 a.m. with it.
Okay. We'll prepare the 10th part and we'll start soon with it. Yes, Terence.
First of all, I would like to thank you. Thank you so much. Every word, it feels like every word is something special, and inside the words there is a lot of strength into them.
Also, I wanted to say that you all the time told us that that there was a lot of feeling in the
Tanudesra Sefirot.
And we can see that it's
like we're reading Zohar. You don't need questions, you don't need anything.
We stay there, no interruption, and we are just in the intention between us. It's really a journey.
Ma?
Yes, what?
Astana.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Well, there's a great gratitude to start with. It is felt as if you're sitting next to Rabash and it penetrates your whole being, and there's also great fear, up to shivering. And perhaps this is why, Rav, if you can, if the reader can also read slowly as Rabash.
He means the translation? What did you read now?
He's asking in general. When the reader reads, he wants him to read the text slower.
Fine. All right. Just make it short.
It really awakened me strongly to disseminate.
Okay.
Rabash is taking all the emotions and he puts in his emotions. He detaches us from any emotions of our own. And when we usually study, there is an exertion to develop our own emotions. So the question, what is better for us to do where we stand? To receive what he gives us passively and detach our emotions, or to do try and build our own emotions?
Let's keep on going and we'll see. It's still soon for us to summarize things. All right. Good. What?
It is very moving, very exciting, and his music, it sounds in between the words even more than the words themselves. This is why his pace and intonation are so special. It's like hearing this fairy tale when your grandpa tells you, putting you into a cave.
Yeah.
Pulling you away from this reality. Really, it's amazing.
Okay, I see everyone wants to say something. No. She said something already. That's enough. Let's keep on going a little bit and then move on. We just want to see how we can learn with it, in the company of Rabash. Item 3, right?
What does item 3 say? It is written with the expansion of 10 orot, which are called Neran Chai. And the matter of Kelim and Evarim, organs which are called Kachab Chagat Neim, or five Partsufim, they're also called Kelim, Arich Anpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, Zer Anpin and Ukva, where Neran Chai clothed them in these five Patsufim. And all these matters, each of these matters is a separate study in its own, meaning its conducts of concatenation and manifestation differ from the other. The kelim of Olot of each and every one has a different order. Moreover, they are a complete antipodal opposites in the kelim. The upper kelim appear first, as first appears Keter. Next, Chokmah, and then finally Malchut. The Orot are the opposite. In them, the Tachtonim, the lower ones, appear first, beginning with the appearance of Nefesh, then Ruach, and finally Yechidah. They're also opposite in all their appearances and Bechinot. Thus, each and everyone has a different process. If we do not know the reason for the things well in the root, we will not be able to escape confusion in this wisdom. The Ari wrote, therefore, we need to speak of the order of degrees from Rosh to Sof. It means that then we will thoroughly know the reasons for every single matter at its root. We will be able to distinguish the proper conducts and the order in each degree, and the proper conducts and the order in the Orot, and we will not misplace the terms with one another. Here, he speaks of the Orot of Guf Da'ak from Pe to Tabu, which are called Akudim. Item 3. It is written, and so in a dream, and behold, the he-goats which leaped upon the flock were Akudim, Nikudim, and Budim. It is also written, for I have seen all that Lavan does to thee. This verse implies all these bechinot that we discuss here. He begins to explain. Lavan, the wicked Lavan, Lavan is the upper loven, the upper whiteness that precedes all this atzilut, what we start speaking of below, and makes all these bechinot, namely Akudim, Nikudim, and Budim, for the purpose of Atzilut that will emanate after them. He is called by the name Yaakov, Jacob, and began with Akudim, as they are the orot that stem from Ped Adam Kadmon. The manifestation of the Havayot of the Kelim, from them in Akudim, the manifestation of the Havayot of the Kelim commenced in them, since the 10 inner and surrounding orot are tied and connected together in a single Kli. For that reason, it is called Akudim, from the words they are tied together and bound Yitzchak, meaning tied, akud. Let's see what he explains below. Item 4. Akudim Nekudim, inner light. These are names, Akudim and Nekudim and Budim, are names of the first three Olamot that hang down from one another until the ten Sefirot were emanated properly. It refers to ten Orot called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, clothed in ten Kelim called Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachod, Yesod, Malchut. In the beginning, only one Kli was emanated, called Kli Malchut. All the other ten Orot were closed and tied to that single Kli. Thus, that first Olam is called Olam HaAkudim, from the words Akud, tied, and bound, as we will discuss henceforth. And he also adds, it is also called one Kav, one line, from Akudim, or Olam Adam Kadmon. And he explains, it is called one Kav, one line, because the Or is clothed in but a single Kli. And it doesn't have the conduct of the three Kavim, three lines yet, called Chesed Din Rachamim. This Kli is called Midat Adin, the quality of judgment, which is Kli Malchut. Later he says, however, afterwards, there was the association with Midat HaRachamim. It means that Malchut, called Midat HaDin, was mingled and incorporated with each and every Sefira of its previous nine Sefirot, called Midot HaRachamim, quality of mercy. Through this association, a Kli was made in each and every Sefira, at which time the ten Sefirot were completed properly. Then the conduct of the three lines was made in the ten Sefirot called Chesed Din Rachamim. Our sages wrote, in the beginning it came upon the thought to create the world in Midat HaDin, quality of judgment. He saw that the world does not exist. He preceded Midat HaRachamim, quality of mercy, and associated it with Midat HaDin. This verse seems unbecoming. Are his thoughts like the thoughts of flesh and blood, who first want to do thus, but regret for some reason and do otherwise? Indeed, we have already explained in Table of Questions that before and after in spirituality mean cause and consequence. The cause appears first, and the consequence that extends from it is called after. Our sages tell us that the first reason for the emanation of the Olamot, called the first Olam, first it should have been this way, and then it could expand to another Bechina. And this is what the sages tell us, that the first reason for the emanation of the Olamot, called the first Olam, or Olam Kadmon, emanated and emerged as one Kli Malchut called Midat Hadin, quality of judgment. What is Midat Hadin? It's the Kli of Malchut where it's prohibited to receive or it's prohibited to use it. It is prohibited to use that Kli, which is called receive in order to receive. However, he saw that the world does not exist, meaning it does not have that same perfection that is required for the creation of the Olam. And so therefore he said, and associated it with Midat HaRachamim. In other words, it therefore became the element that from the Din that has a need. That causes the association of Midat HaRachamim with the Din, for which emerged and emanated 10 Sefirot, Orot and Kelim in three lines. He should correct the Din. Not he did not regret. There is a reason what the association was made later on. This is what he says, that because of that, they emanated and manifested.
We're going to move on to the third part of the lesson. There are two articles here, so let's first read the first article. Let's get used to this bit by bit. The tenth part is a bit more alive, it's more clear as well.